you have to have this assumption in place. This is already a cheat, but I mentioned this to a couple of you guys before. You have to keep in mind, remember, we're not trying to work out why this is not ayin tachas ayin. That's not this Gemara. Okay? The next Gemara is going to take that up. What we are trying to figure out is, let's pretend we start off with a void, meaning we don't know what you should do. If I chop off your arm, what should I do? Right? So the Gemara, the Mishnah is telling you, what are you supposed to do? Tashlumen, you have to pay for it. The Gemara wants to know, how do you know, what's the basis for saying you have to pay for injuring someone else? Where does that come from?
So it's more.
Point is, when I do an action of Chovel, I'm chayiv and mamon. Why? Exactly. Our job right now is to investigate the possibilities, the two main possibilities the Gemara brings up for what the source is. And then we're going to evaluate each one and figure out definitively, do they make sense? If they make sense, why they make sense, etc. That's our job right now, okay? Just the problem is the Gemara is a little cryptic. So, start from the beginning again, John.
Why would
they
say
I? So the Gemara says, Amai, why do I have to pay? Ayin tachas ayin. The Torah says eye for an eye, which is literal.
To
Gotta follow in the Gemara.
Yes.
Go.
Sima
is eno, misam is eno.
You blind his eye, you blind your eye.
Right. Katas yado, mikatas yado.
Right.
Shiver es raglo. Slowly. The Torah says, make adam, make behema, right? Make adam, make behema. Okay, and now, what does the Gemara say? Ma make. Okay, so what's this idea? I'm just not defining it yet. I'm saying, what's it saying factually? It's saying that we see it says maka behema, and what did you buy a behema? You pay. So we should apply the same thing to a person. Okay. Does anyone have a difficult time understanding that factually? So now skip down to high maka. Okay, so the Gemara says, what's the first possibility? First possibility, like we said before, that the same way you pay for an animal, you should pay for a man, because it says maka, right? But what's the Gemara's question? There's a big problem, because the maka adam, yumas, is referring to what case? Rashi. Start with Bekutluxiv. That's the only one we need.
Mm-hmm. You guys
are going
to have to read all that.
Okay. There's no testimony.
Right. Meaning, so what do we know about this case?
There's no
testimony. No. What? Yeah, but why not? No,
it's,
what's okay, one second. What's this case, even though it doesn't say so in the Torah Shavak Sa'ah, the Torah Shavak Pat, what's this case? What's this case?
When you hit a father.
Okay, so when you hit your father, you're chayim in what? There's no, so you can never extrapolate. You can never extrapolate from here an idea of tashlumen.
How is that
from the Gemara and Makos?
What does the Gemara first turn to? It turns to what case? What? No, Maka Behema. Okay. Why is it turning first to Maka Behema? What are we trying to do? Okay. Now we're, he's saying it more accurately. Now we're talking. See, so what's the Gemara trying to do? No, I agree, right. The Gemara is trying to say Hachovel is really a subsection of Nezek. It's a different type of Nezek, but we'll get to what it's supposed to soon. Right? Oh, I'll tell you.
Obviously it is,
no.
That damaging somebody is a subsection of damaging.
No.
It's not damaging.
It's not. Right. The easiest way to approach Hachovel is to say, you know what Hachovel is? Just like, that's why we're using the word Makeh. Maka meaning that me, if an animal, hitting an animal, so to speak, and hitting a man are identical. What do we mean they're really identical? They're identical in the sense that they're both phenomenon of Nezek. They're both under the subcategory. This is just the subsection of Nezek, okay?
So you're saying the Havamina is just to teach us that they're both...
The Havamina, that's what we want. The Gemara's first stab at this is to say...
even if you can't learn that out from this pasuk, we still learn that they're
right. So Gemara knows obviously you can't learn out from this pasuk, but the question is why not? We haven't answered that yet. The Gemara knows ultimately there's going to be a problem here. What it's trying to show us, it's trying to show us that the easiest way to learn a chovel, think about this. If you're going to create an idea of tashlumin, rather than create something from scratch, what are you going to do? Go to a precedent. Find exactly. Say, listen, we know that behemoths you pay for, and what if you buy behemoth? You hit the animal, and guess what? They use the same word here, maket. So maybe hitting an animal, hitting a man, is the same as that thing.
So what exactly is it trying to do in the Havamina?
The Havamina is trying to say this. The Havamina is saying that we want HaChovel not to be like a new Isser. We want HaChovel to be a subsection of Nezek. So how can we show that?
Why?
Oh, because...
Who cares what you want?
Occam's razor. Because we don't want to... It's very simple.
Who cares?
That's not
it. It's
a different
case. Oh, no, because... No, no. It's not... Even if you want to say somehow there's a case in Nezek, how could it be similar if what?
When he says you can't learn it out...
What?
This isn't the case where, of Nezek at all. It's no idea of Tashlum. It's not like a case where, you have... By other cases, we would say Achiv, and you have ideas where you could maybe have Tashlum. This is a case where it's just not present at all.
I agree. You're saying good, but let's get better. Think about this.
If he says that the only problem with this is that it's not comparable because you're not your father... Then that teaches you that if you're not hitting your father, it's just a regular case of hitting, then it is comparable.
Watch. There's like this. Make behema generates what? A chiyuv tashlumin, right? Okay. Now, make adam, forget the specifics of the case. Make adam generates what here? Misa. I don't care about the specifics, okay? The misa of make in one case generates a chiyuv tashlumin, but the other one in this pasuk is generating what?
Misa.
So what's the problem, ultimately? Right, meaning that you can't tell me a nezikin, right? A similar nezikin, a subsection nezikin, generates a tashlumin in one case and a misa in another case. That would not, they're too far apart conceptually. You understand? In other words, like this. The Gemara wants to first put nezek, chovel as a subsection of nezek. But the problem is, in order to do so, right, what has to happen? It has to happen that the misa nezek produces what? The same result, the same onesh, right? Whether it's animal or man. The problem is, if you wanted to learn this as a Maisa Nezek, there's only one thing that can emerge from this Maisa Nezek, which is Misa. So because of the difference in onshim, you can't compare the two cases.
Any case that's Chayav Misa, you're not under
the Gemara is trying to tell you is that the smartest thing to do is if I'm going to look for a source of this, I want Chovel to be another type of damage.
I know you it's want just that. I know, but you can't.
Possibility, the Gemara is trying to seek out that treats injuring a person just like injuring an animal. I mean, there's no difference between the two. Okay, so both of them have tashlumin. What's the difference by a person? It's just a greater tashlumin. It's a greater payment. Okay, fine, because you can argue that what's a human? I think Ross was joking before. He's just like a more advanced ape, right? Okay, that's the simplest way to learn. And there's a sort of an indicator for that. Because see, the word mak is used by an animal and by a person. They use the same word. An animal hits an animal. But the point is, the same terminology is used. The same terminology is used. Wouldn't you say it's the same phenomena now? Right, different punishments. It's like, I'll give you an example. Let's use it, for the Western legal mind. Let's read. Now the Gemara says...
The second answer?
Yeah. Ella Mahatha.
Ella Mahatha, rather, from here. Maka Nefesh Behema Isama Nefesh Maka Nefesh.
Okay, so one pasuk says what?
When a man hits an animal, Isama, and he has to spit it off. And the other pasuk, Nefesh Maka Nefesh, body for a body.
Okay, meaning that, let's say an animal kills another animal, in a sense, it's nefesh tachas nefesh. And then what does it say near that pasuk?
The
samichlei.
Samichlei, and next to it, or near it, b'izki yichimum be'amisa kaser asakin yansalah.
Okay.
Samichlei,
it's next to it. Okay, right. Now listen to this. You got to understand this point. Next move the Gemara says is like this. Okay, fine. Maka is not going to work. We'll give you a different one. It says baka behema yishalmena in one pasuk. It quotes the whole pasuk there. But it says Maka Behema Shalmena, right? So then we're back on with that. Okay? We're gonna stick with Maka Behema.
That's my favorite pasuk.
Okay. Now, what's the other pasuk say, which is close by? I'm not getting into how close by works. I don't care about smichus. That's a separate question. But that's what's saying.
It says Vechi Itain Mum Bamisa. Okay?
Okay. Now, so the Gemara says, now if you translate that literally, what's the case of v'chi ten mum ba'ami, so? What are you doing there? I mean, literally, what does it mean? Okay, which sounds like? Okay, well, okay, you're right. I was going to say it sounds like a chol, though, but you're right. In other words, I know, it sounds, that sounds like a lot, because you're, that's Gemara's next question. But the point here is that the pasuk v'chi ten mum ba'amiso sounds very, I'm hurting someone else, right? So, the, but the Gemara says, one second, there's a problem. The Gemara says, that's your cue. The Gemara says, hi, love, makahu. Hi, love, makahu. But it doesn't say the word makah. That doesn't say makah in the pasuk.
So
okay, now watch. Wait,
we're trying to compare
yes, and they're both cases of makah. Hold on. So the Gemara says, you're right. Wait, let me finish. It doesn't say makah. What does it say? But never says hakah. It's saying that v'chit and mum is hakah, right? Like makah, and this actually says makah, but it's like makah. So now, one second. Hold on. The Gemara finishes by saying, it says. Mahaka amura behemoth lashlumen afhaka amura adam lashlumen. Okay, so you see, the Gemara is not ready. Before you ask the questions, the Gemara is not ready yet to abandon the similarity. It still wants to say that what is a chovah, a subsection of nezek. It just can't use the literal maka maka because that's not going to work. So now it goes to this. Now on the surface, it sounds very weak.
So does it say, okay, does it say any punishment over there?
I ask you a question. What's the Gemara adding now? Is it adding anything? Or is it the same thing?
Yeah. No, but they want to have.
But I would say this. I would say there is something being added here. By loosening up the reins of Maka Maka, I think what the Gemara is telling you is that it's not... exactly. In other words... Right. In other words, we're gonna allow it to exist as a subsection of Nezek, right? But don't think it's really the same as really... There is some difference. It's not just a difference. The difference in Tashlumit isn't just simply quantitative. It's like a looser Gzera Shavah, meaning they both partake of an overall idea of... What? Because it's haka haka. It's not make make. Make make means what applies to the animal applies to the man. Haka haka is a more general idea. It's saying that... Because it's not the word. It's not. It's not exactly. That's what Gemara says. Haka haka. It does. Okay, so that's a funny thing. But the problem is, it turns out we have a pasuk that says what? The pasuk says the ish ki yake kol nefesh adam mos yumas. But now we've got a problem because that pasuk uses what word? Maka, right? Sounds like maka, right? Right? And what does it say at the end of it? It says, most you must, right? So what are we going to do now?
Let's go find the Gemara and find
out. Okay, so we know the Gemara... So, be quiet. So we know the Gemara paid Dalit. We know, of course, if someone who shots, then we know the Gemara paid Dalit tells us that it never takes the idea of a chitin, that if a person hits another person, they be chayav misa. That's never taken up as a real possibility, for now. Except when it does in paid Dalit, right? But the Gemara is cheating by using paid Dalit to say now. But what's the Gemara telling you at the end of the day? Since we know it can't mean most yumas there, meaning that mak is not generating a chiyamisa, so we're satisfied by saying it's generating a mamon. Okay? Okay. So, if I have to summarize, what's part one of this Gemara teaching you? One simple idea. That what is a chova? It's a subsection of nezek. That's the main point you got to get. That's the main concept. Right, it's similar. I would say subsection. No, I would just say it's broader. It's broader. It's like not like two parallel. It's like one here, this one, and one that way. But they come from the same source. Okay. Oh, here's the problem though. Now skip down to Vim Nafshecha Lomor. Because Tosfos didn't have that gersa. And I don't want that. That's like a week of shear in and of itself. Take that up. Right. It's the Misora. It's the Lomar. It literally means, like Rashi says, he says, if for some reason you don't like this first reason, why don't we like this first reason? I don't know. Do you find a problem with the first reason?
Yes.
Okay, so good. So it turns out in the Beis Medrash, there was the Roth camp who's satisfied with the answer one, and the Tali camp who says, you know what, I don't like this reason. So Tali, let's see if you like the second answer.
Okay. I won't. I don't.
You don't? You don't know what the second answer is yet? But let's flesh out what the problem is. So look, so John, read.
I think I know a reason why others would not.
Oh, let's let the Gemara talk though. Yeah. If you say umayi nafshecha lomar, what is that? What's the problem, right? Tuka kasha letana, my chazis yalav mimaka behema. Okay? Lelef Maka Adam. So what's the question? What the Gemara is saying, why wouldn't you want to learn from the first way of learning? Just get the facts down. Why wouldn't you want to learn from the first way of learning? Well, let's use the words of the Gemara, though, before we get the crazy analogy. The Gemara says, because my chaz is the yalef mimaka behema, leilaf mimaka adam. What does that mean?
Yeah, like, why are you going to start off with like looking at the case of an animal when the whole point is we're looking at the case of a man?
Okay, good. So, right, Alex is correct. In other words, what are you going down this road for? Okay, so now you see where the Gemara is going. Alex is right. Why are you going to start going down this road of trying to learn out from animals? Because we want to say Maka Adam is what? It's not a subsection of Nezek. It's something else. Else altogether. Okay? It's a whole. Okay, good. What? No. Now the Gemara is saying, Im Natsha Chalomar is saying that maybe you won't like this idea of making a comparison between Maka Adam and Maka Adam. We don't know yet. But that's what it's questioning. Okay? Keep going. No. Amri, Danin, Ezekim, and Ezekim. They not done in Nezikim and Misa. Okay? So what are they saying? This is tricky. What are they saying there?
We can learn damages from damages. We can't learn damages from
damages. Oh, meaning what? No, so what? Well, okay. It's the opposite. She done in... Okay, so now there's a segue to the second reason. The Gemara is setting this up beautifully. The Gemara is saying that what would you have thought? You would say, what's the easiest thing to do? Nezek to Nezek. You're not going to learn, not going to start learning... Why would we go to Behema? Because it's the easiest thing to do. But the Gemara is saying, no. You can't compare what? Obviously. You can't compare Adam to Behema, right? Adam is a whole different thing. Why? Halachically, why? We're going to find out. Okay? Well, let me ask you this. What's the problem? Why did the Gemara jump with this initially? It seems very pshita. If I have a choice in front of me, right? Nezek, or say Adam's difference. Like you said, like Adam, right? Adam's difference, right? Why would I jump on learning that Adam is different? Why go through the first possibility? Okay, well, okay, you're right. You haven't seen the reason why. But let me ask you this. What outcome is going to come from saying that we're going to learn that from Adam? That's true, but which set of rules, though? No! Before Achol, though, what would you have to... The Gemara wants to run to Nezikin because it wants to escape that looming shadow that's always been behind us that you guys keep asking about. If you're going to learn out it's unique to Adam, Ayin Tachasayin is going to come right back into the picture. So then the Gemara's have to search for a way to escape Ayin Tachasayin. It is.
We don't nothing about it.
So now the Gemara has to turn now to this other pasuk. Now what does this pasuk teach you?
Right.
So lo siku kofel nefesh rotzeach asher. You cannot pay away. You can't pay or buy your way out of a murder punishment. Okay, you can't buy your way out of it. Okay, but you can't buy your way out of that. Okay, so when it says lo siku kofel nefesh rotzeach asher shamos kimos yumas the nefesh rotzeach yata lokeach kofel ava ata lokeach kofel the rosh yivarim sheinu chozrin. Right. Well, I'm saying that's a different kind of argument. What kind of argument is that argument?
It's saying that therefore you could.
That's true. But saying it's like a kavachom argument. It's saying that you're telling me that you can't accept the buyout for a murder case, right? But you certainly can accept the buyout or.
That's not a kavachom.
So what is it?
Kavachom.
You know what I mean. What is it though? What I mean, it's not a gzeira shava. A chomer kal. Right. It's not a gzeira shava. That's the point. It's saying intuitively speaking, if you're going to tell me by a man who's chayav misa. You can't buy your way out of that, right? You can't escape the punishment for murder by buying your way out of it, right? But if it comes to missing a limb, right? Okay, let the Gemara talk. The high. It sounds like what's it coming to exclude? Right. Hi, mi baile da amar rachmana. The lo tavid be tarti, right? But one second, what's the pasuk coming to teach you? You guys didn't prepare this yet, did you?
Yeah.
I was trying to read it. I couldn't translate. I tried my best. I could not. Where it says, V'hai v'lo sichu kofel nefesh rotzeach, l'mu'uti roshei
varim hudasa.
Right. H'ai m'bayelei d'amar achmona lo sabit lo tabit beitarti. Right? So the pasuk's coming to tell you that when it comes to, what does it mean lo sichu kofel rotzeach? Much simple way to learn, which is like this. Let's say a guy does an avera, where he's chayav two things. He's chayav Misa and Tashlumin. Right, you don't get both. So when it says Lo Sichu Kofer, it doesn't mean you can't buy out the guy's...
You don't have to pay once you...
Right, you don't have to pay. You know what I mean? Once a guy's high Misa, you don't have to pay for a fine as well. Which makes sense. You can't... Well, that's different than the Western legal system. The Western legal system, you could, like, a guy could steal, he could go to jail and be fined. But in Torah, one or the other. Right, can't be both. Oh, any two punishments. For now, let's just focus on this. The point here is that if a guy is chayav misa, what's the pasuk coming to teach you? It's not coming to teach you. It's not coming to teach you to buy the guy out. It's coming to teach you that you can't. What do you call it? You can't accept money if the guy's already chayav misa. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara says, right, Kolmar, right, lo tishkol mine mamon. You can't take money from the guy and ve tekatle, and you can, and kill him. You can't do both. If the guy's chayav misa, that's all he gets. You can't get. You can't pay the guy's chai misa. You can't take and tashlumen. You can't get both. It's one or the other. Okay. And what we say misa. Okay. So what's the answer then? Hi, michdei rishaso nafka. What does that mean? Okay. The pasuk says, "I feel bad because you guys have read this yet." You did. What? Okay. Shimon, what does it say? Okay, but what's that pasuk referring to? The pasuk says, "V'kal in front of kidei rishaso." What? Yeah, but what's that? What? No, no, no. Malchus. Okay, Malchus. But Malchus. In other words, Malchus. Right. Okay. The pasuk says, "V'kal net lefan of kidei rishaso." Kidei rishaso. So you give a guy Malchus, right? Kidei. What does kidei rishaso mean? According to his evilness, his sinness. Okay, sinness. Okay. So what do you mean by k'dei rishaso nafka? So when it says risha,
just for being wicked, not for his wickednesses.
Right. V'yata mechayvo mishum. All right, so the Gemara says, no. You don't learn out from, you can still learn out from losichu kofer. Because we can learn out the idea of not doing shnei onshim from a different pasuk. Okay? So, this is I'm not interested in the hamin maskana here. This is more of a mechanical thing. The Gemara is saying, okay, you would have thought losichu kofer means X. That's telling you, I thought it meant Y. No, we can extrapolate Y from a different pasuk. Okay, keep going. Oh, you think that...
We still need to learn out the idea of... we still need to learn what that pasuk is. What the pasuk.
And what's that? And what's that pasuk teaching you? Good job, Shimon. What's that pasuk teaching you? What? No.
The idea of not taking a rest.
Right. That's all it's teaching you. You can't darshan out from that. It's you're doing a drush violation. You can't darshan out two things from the pasuk. All we know from that pasuk is one thing. You can't take, right, we can't buy out the guy's murder punishment. Who says you can extrapolate another drush from that? Who says you can do that? So the Gemara says,
so then if that's the case, then why can't Pus just write it really short and say, don't take rest?
We'll put your little Haggadah in there, by the way. Really short, it's not okay. Yeah, you're right.
It's like a few words. Right. Don't take money from someone who's high Misa.
Well, why? Because lenefesh rotzeach lamali. Why does it have to say that?
Why does it have to say like that? That second part.
Right.
No, we hear from here lenefesh rotzeach iyata lokeach kofer. From the nefesh rotzeach, we won't take ransom.
Good.
Avalata lokeach kofer l'rashi ibarim she'enam kofer.
Stop.
But you can accept the ransom for the wicked.
Correct. Meaning, when the pasuk says lo sichu kofer, right? You have to read it lo sichu kofer lenefesh rotzeach. Meaning. You're right, we learned the main halacha of you don't take money to get a murder, a guy who's convicted of murder off the hook, right? But there's additional words in that pasuk, lenefesh rotzeach. It didn't have to say that. It could have just said Russia. By saying lenefesh rotzeach, what do we determine from that? What do we learn from nefesh rotzeach? That only that dude, right, that guy you can't take ransom from, but for chobel you can. Okay.
now that we have, now that we're saying we're going out from a typical verb, make lomeli, then what do we need this whole idea of make?
Ah, good. Okay, 1 second. We haven't defined the second answer yet, but now the Gemara goes back and says, 1 second. If this is such a great answer, right? Why make make then? Oh, like, see, we asked that question. Why bother taking us down this road? See, at least the Gemara is honest, right? It's saying to itself, why? Why bother? Okay, so the Gemara says, Amre. Now we're talking.
Or you can say, I'm going to get my finger cut.
Right, you see, Ayin Taka sign, you thought I made that up. It's not quite out the window yet. Because what if I only had the pasuk with those sichel kofar, you know what I would have thought?
Ayin Taka sign is legit. No.
No, what
you can choose either get your eye poked out right. Or pay for your
right, exactly.
Eye
all those sichel kofar is going to tell you is that I can't take ransom by a murder guy, right? But maybe I could. Right, meaning that what? Meaning, okay, if I poke out Gabriel's eye, right, I have the opportunity of choosing two paths in front of me. Hold on. I have two paths in front of me. I can either take, lose my eye, right, or pay. Right, I have a choice in front of me. Amazing, and amazing, by the way, this is going to come up again. Amazing idea that the Gemara would suggest a possibility. We're going to need the other one in a second. Right. Yeah, okay, we'll say, yeah. So the Gemara then says, right. Right, meaning that it's only Tashlumin and nothing else. So what just.
But then you don't need a second pasuk.
What's the second pasuk?
The second pasuk.
What do you mean? What's.